Matt opened the windows wide. "Mice? Oh, no, ma'am. The management wouldn't stand for mice."
"I wouldn't mind a few mice," the boy said, as he looked around the room at the high ceiling, the knotty pine walls, the carpet so threadbare that many of its roses had almost entirely faded, the one chair with the antimacassar on its back, the washbasin and towel racks in the corner of the room. "I like it here," he announced. "A whole room to myself. Usually I just get a cot in the corner of a motel room."
His mother smiled, relenting. Then she turned to Matt.
"I'm sorry. It's just that it was so hot crossing Nevada, and we are not used to mountain driving. Back on the highway, the traffic was bumper to bumper. I'm sure we shall be very comfortable."
After Matt had gone, closing the door behind him, Mr. Gridley said, "I need a rest before dinner. 400 miles of driving and that mountain traffic, it was too much."
"And if we are going to stay for a weekend, I had better unpack," said Mrs. Gridley. "At least I'll have a chance to do some drip drying."
Alone in room 215, and unaware that he was being watched, the boy began to explore. He got down on his hands and knees and looked under the bed. He leaned out the open window as far as he could and greedily inhaled deep breaths of pine-scented air.